Says, but says, but recall the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle with sufferings. Partially while you were made a spectacle both by reproaches and tribulations, and partially while you became companions of those who were so treated. For you had compassion on me and my chains, and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better and a enduring possession for yourselves in heaven. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul.
First song, number 83. In the hour of trial. Number 69, what a friend we have in Jesus.
Our sins and
Does Jesus care? Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song? As the burdens press and the care dreary, I know my Savior. Let's all bow our heads in prayer. Almighty Lord and Savior, as we come before you this morning, praising you and worshiping you in songs, scripture reading, and prayer, we are sorrowful, Lord, for the death and the loss of our dear brother and friend. Lord, we know that you are the greatest comforter, and that we may not be able to understand your workings on man. But Lord, we come to you this morning with full faith and trust that your promises are true and that he is in a happier place. Lord, we ask at this time that you be with the Bowles family and that in dealing with this hardship that they understand that your care for us in times of suffering is greater than anyone else. Lord, that they go to you for peace and comfort. Lord, we know that in this time it is hard and that we start to question things, Lord, and we pray that as we do so, we turn to you and we go to you in prayer to remember our faith and to stay strong in your will. Lord, we thank you at this time for the ability that we have to come together and edify one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. And we pray that as we go throughout the remainder of this service, that we do so in a way that will be pleasing unto you and that will build up our hearts. And that we go throughout the remainder of this week and this year knowing that you are our Lord and Savior. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
I'll be reading from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 13. Hebrews 12, 5 through 13. And you've forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed, for a few days, chastened us as seemed best to them. But he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful nevertheless. Afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. Make straight the paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed.
Number 62, did you think to pray?
Seems dark and dreary.
63, first, third, and fourth verses. Dear Lord and Father of mankind.
Best find in Father in heaven, as we are gathered here this morning, we want to thank you for your grace, for your mercy, and for your love. As our hearts break, may we lean on you and on your word to bring us peace. We realize, Father, that this world is not our home. The pain, the hurt, the tears. This sinful world is temporary. Help us look through our tears and see heaven, our home, when this temporary time is over. We're thankful, Father, for the short time that you gave us to know and to love Kate. For the light that he was in our lives, for his smile that showed us his love for us, for his example that was to all who knew him, both young and old. We pray, Father, for his family. Give them the comfort that only you can. And we thank you, Father, for your son and his sacrifice of life, his sacrifice of love, that we have hope to live again, for the assurance that we have of heaven and that we will see Kate again. Be with all of us. May we look not only to you in hard times, or look to you not only in hard times, but let us look to you with praise and thanksgiving for all that you do. Bless us as you see that we need. In Christ's name, amen.
First Peter chapter 1, starting out with verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. But the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise and to honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will.
Father, we want to thank you for your church, the Christians here, and the love that we have for each other. And the love that we have for you. We want to thank you for this avenue of prayer, that we can ask you for the things that we need and the things that we want, and your wisdom to know the difference. And thank and come to you in prayer and thank you. We want to thank you for the Bowles family and the examples that they've set for us. And help this time of tragedy to make us all stronger and not to tear us down. We want to thank you for sending your Son to die on the cross so that we truly have comfort, that we can spend eternity with you. And we want to thank you for your Bible and the guidance that we can learn from it. We want to thank you for the 14 years that we had with Kate and the example that he set for us and his caring nature. And want to thank you for the fact that he cared enough to be a Christian and made that decision and was baptized for this time exactly. That we know that he can live eternally with you in heaven. And we want to ask you that his example to others has touched their lives so that they will do the same and be a Christian and have the comfort that we can have. Help us to, at this time, not to hold back tears and also not to hold back laughter. Thank you, God. Amen.
Bring Christ your broken mind, so marred by sin. He will create anew, make whole again. Your empty, wasted years, He will restore, and your iniquities.
Almighty God, our Father in heaven, we come to you, Father, at this time, grieved and brokenhearted. We're thankful, Father, for this hour that we have had to worship you, seeking for a measure of comfort in this terrible time. We pray, Father, for special blessings for the Bowles family, that as they deal with their shock and their grief, that by their faith, they would draw closer to you. And that from you, they would find that comfort that only you can provide. And for all of us, Father, as this spiritual family, we ask your blessings. That we would know and understand the needs of this good family. And that you would bless us with the wisdom and the strength and the ability to submit ourselves to those needs. And at times like these, Father, we are so very thankful for the hope that we have in Christ and the promise that supplies that hope, that in the end we will all be reunited together and will always be with the Lord. It's in His name that we pray. Amen.